let's come back to the crop circle for a second. A man-made crop circle that we're looking at, and this series of numbers. Now, how do these numbers relate to this circle? Is there any way, in layman's terms, you can describe how the numbers relate to what we're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at the number grid, and if people that are not looking at it, they're just going to have to listen. It's a very visual thing to experience. But just for fun, Art, just one of the nine patterns, just put your finger on a number on the matrix and just say it out loud.
98.
Oh, okay. Start with a much smaller number.
Okay. 12.
Okay, so put your finger on 12. And now you'll notice that on the matrix, the ones go to the right and the tens go down. It increases by one to the right and 10 down. You see what I mean?
No. I'm sorry. So what do you mean one to the right?
Yeah, it keeps incrementing one to the right. It goes 0, 1.
Oh, I see. Of course.
And then if you go down, it goes 0, 10, 20, 30, 40. So if you want to move 10, you go down. If you want to move 1, you go right. So
got it.
You got your finger on 12. And now let's say you want to add 22 to that number. So 22 is just 20 and 2. So just move down two tens,
mm-hmm.
22, 32. And mm-hmm. then over two ones, 33, 34.
Right.
And it adds itself up. It's like a magic adding matrix that adds any two numbers together, and it gives the brain an opportunity to experience the directional movement of our mind mathematically. That right now, if you walk into any school, not only in America but around the world, kids are learning all these basic arithmetics through memorization and flashcards. This grid allows them to picture something in their mind to help them understand what they're doing with basic arithmetic. So that's just one of the things. This is a magic adding grid. It'll go any way as far as you want. It wraps itself around perpetually. And if you want to do subtraction, you just go backwards. You go up and left. And so when I'm using it, for the past 5 years now, I've been testing this with students all over the world. And when they get done doing this, they have an understanding of numbers that they've never been able to experience before, because we've always done it in this, like, air math mode.
Okay. Well, all this is wonderful, but it still doesn't explain to me how it relates to these interconnected circles.
Oh, the nine circles around it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, because there's 10 digits, 0 through 9, and you'll notice there's not nine circles. There's actually 10.
Right.
The big zero circle is the one that encompasses the actual matrix.
Gotcha.
And the other nine are the other nine digits. And just like we were mentioning earlier, that we're wired to think everything starts at one, zero doesn't count. And actually, I believe that's the exact opposite. I think zero makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, so I see. So these numbers represent what we see.
Yes, and I believe it's the first time we're going to have a chance to have a visual aid to learn arithmetic versus all the other ways we've been doing it.
Okay, Scott, what do these numbers mean to you? I mean, taken in totality, or taken as you look across them, or however you read these numbers, what do they mean to you, and what do you feel when you look at this matrix?
Well, the first thing that hits me is that every number on this matrix is designed to go back to the number 9. And I discovered this pattern on 9999, which inspired me to make this matrix. And it's a very simple pattern, Art. If you count 0 and you stop at 9 being the highest single digit, every number after that is going to add down to 9. So, for example, the next number is 10. And we write the number 10 using two digits. We use a 1 and a 0. And just add the digits of the number together. So you say, okay, what's 1 plus 0? And you'll get a total of 1. And just subtract that total from the number. So what's 10 minus 1? 9. Every number in the universe goes back to 9, and I'm just showing you the first 99, 100 of them. So go to the number 11, and we write 11 with a 1 and a 1. And the number 11 is designed to teach all of us humans 1 plus 1. That's why there's a 1 and a 1. So you say, okay, well, I think 1 plus 1 is 2. And subtract that total from the number. 11 minus 2 gives you 9. And what it is it's a checker for your brain for basic arithmetic to introduce your brain. And what I believe it does is if you started at 10 and worked your way down to 99, you would experience every basic addition fact from 1 plus 0 up to 9 plus 9. And because you're doing this 9 thing, making the numbers go back to 9, it connects neurons in our brain that have never touched or talked to each other. And what it does is it wires your brain up. Like,
okay, well, this is all great for a new way of looking at math, a new math, if you will, haha. But, again, we're looking at this crop circle, and we're trying to figure out what's anomalous about crop circles, period, whether they're made by man or they're made by somebody from somewhere else. And so there must have been some odd, you must have had some odd, maybe you didn't, odd reactions when you looked at this numerical matrix you came up with from this circle.
I did. I went through a lot of. I didn't see all the patterns. I didn't understand them. I showed them to teachers, and they didn't even see the patterns. I introduced it at the National Math Convention in America almost 5 years ago now, and I showed them this pattern about how everything goes back to 9 in the matrix and how it works. And I turned around and I said, "How many of you knew about this before today?"
Mm-hmm.
And there were 0 hands that went up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "How many of you understand this and could use it in your classroom tomorrow to help your kids understand numbers better?" And every person in the room raised their hand. Several hundred teachers that helped teach teachers how to teach math. And that inspired me to figure out how to understand this so that I could communicate it clearly.